But how much does the government really know about UFOs? Is it withholding information from us? In 1965, a secret classified top priority document known as Project Blue Trousers was known to have over 2,000 reported cases of UFOs, all covered up by the FBI. Retired Air Force Colonel James A. Minx.
Everybody who knew about Blue Trousers was sworn to secrecy in a bizarre ritual involving blood, live chickens, and melons. I was one of those people.
Sections of the document released to us through the Freedom of Information Act revealed this startling letter written by then-President Harry S. Truman to the then-head of the FBI, CIA, and FCC, Walter Cronkite.
Walt, whatever you do, for Christ's sake, don't tell anybody about those...
expletive deleted.
UFOs that landed in your backyard during the costume party last week. Also, my wife was not only drunk, but she didn't even know the man personally. Love and kisses, Hank.
I remember President Truman turning up at my base one day along with several FBI men and Walter Cronkite, who at that time was posing as his wife. And they blindfolded several of my NCOs and myself, and they took us out in a large van. See, we must have driven for several hours because when we stopped, and we had our blindfolds removed, we were out in the desert. Now this was even more remarkable because I was stationed in Vermont at the time. We were then taken over a hill where we then saw what appeared to be a crashed spaceship. And it must have been the size of 2 football fields. As we got closer to the wreckage, all the group began to feel very strange. I remember all my hair standing on end, and at one point I believe Walter Cronkite's legs fell off. And there we were shown the humanoid bodies of the space aliens, who had died after supposedly ejecting themselves from the ship. And around their necks was this strange material, which I was later informed was some sort of a life jacket, which they had not had time to inflate. After seeing all this, Truman took us aside and said never to tell anybody about this, or he'd personally come after us while we were asleep. And I also heard Walt mutter to Truman that this was the 10th crashed spaceship he'd seen, and he was getting kind of bored with these trips. So there must have been many cases of this all over the country. Anyhow, it was the last we ever heard of that incident. The FBI covered everything up.
That's amazing.
You think I'm lying, don't you?